Dr. Guerin, how are you?
Good morning. I'm fine, Tony. How are you?
Well, Sparrow Hospital celebrated the birth of the 250,000th. Is that such a word? But 250,000 babies have been born at Sparrow Hospital. And I tell you what, I helped put you over the edge as our 9 and 7-year-olds were born there.
Thank you.
That's an astounding number, isn't it, Dr. Guerin?
It's amazing. And actually, we're coming up on it, Tony. We haven't got there yet. It's going to be this week, we think.
And so what are you going to do to celebrate?
Oh, that's a big secret. I'm not exactly sure. They have a lot of things planned.
I just keep thinking about all those diapers and blankets and bottles and all the little hats that the baby, that we still have pressed in a book somewhere. It's a pretty amazing feat, and I know that you have a lot of pride for the OBGYN program at Sparrow Hospital.
I do. I think that our staff and our hospital try so hard to do the very best for every person every day. We have fabulous nurses. We're committed to giving people what they want. You know, we love a low-tech delivery, and we're ready for a really high-risk situation, and I think that's really comforting for women and their families.
Dr. Guerin, why such an emphasis on babies at Sparrow Hospital?
Well, babies are, that's the foundation of the family. Babies are, it's a high-risk situation that's usually a very normal, easy thing to do, and I think we prove ourselves every day when we try to give every pregnant person what she wants and needs for the happiest outcome. It's a challenge for us, and we love that.
Both of our sons had some challenges at birth, and they were in I wouldn't say the emergency peds, but the place where babies go when they need special care. I'll never forget the worry that I had and the angst. But those people there are really, really good at what they do, Dr. Guerin, not only in comforting you, but they're just smart people who really care about those kids.
We are so lucky to have our in-house OB anesthesiologists and our neonatology people 24/7, which is just an incredible luxury for us as providers and also for families, because even when a low-risk situation is going along fine, as you know, Tony, it can turn in a hair. So we're basically ready for anything, and I think that's a really good feeling.
And Dr. Guerin, you're servicing families from all over Michigan and sometimes outstate, aren't you?
That's correct. Yep, we are a referral center because of our regional neonatal intensive care unit and our high-risk pregnancy service, our perinatal service with Dr. Roth.
How many babies can Sparrow handle at one time?
Oh, we've had a 24-hour period where we delivered, I think, 10 sets of twins or something crazy like that. We've had days where we've delivered 25 or 30 babies, so we have plan A, plan B, and plan C. We're ready for anything.
All right, so what's the trend now? Have you seen the trend in babies being born plateau? Is it peaking, or is there a little sink?
It's actually rising at Sparrow. We're doing more deliveries every year now, which I think is a testament to our really great nurses. We have a beautiful facility, and as I said, we've got the staff to take care of whatever walks through the door. So I think people understand that in the community, and when they think about having a baby, they think, let's go to Sparrow.
So when will this 250,000th baby be born? Well, do you have an estimate?
Well, I think we're up to 200. We've got about 70 more babies to go. So we're thinking it's probably going to be sometime this week, very shortly. You never know. Some days we could have 5 babies. Another day we could have 20 babies. So we're just counting down. We're waiting to see.
All right, Dr. Guerin, when you get close or when you get there, call us so we can get you on the radio. I want to know what kind of party you guys have, because Sparrow, as professional as Sparrow is, they like to celebrate, and I know it'll be something fun for that baby and the staff.
Thank you. We will do that.